ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोऽस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। वेलकम एवरीवन टू आवर संडे फीस्ट। थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग ऑन ए संडे आफ्टरनून। यूजुअली पीपल गो टू a matinee show in the Sunday afternoon, maybe in Maratha Mandir, but all of you have come to Radha Gopinath Mandir, and this will give you much more benefit and growth, happiness than you may visit any other place this afternoon. And sincerely thank the temple management for giving me this opportunity to speak the Sunday feast, and this is a very holy seat, and it's extreme privilege to be speaking from this seat. So seek the blessings of the whole Guru Parampara for sharing something about Krishna consciousness and how it will benefit us. When I was a student in studying my 11th, 12th, I used to stay in Vijayawada. Vijayawada, as all of you know, it's in Andhra Pradesh. It gets very hot in summers. Even all the time, as they say in South India, there are three seasons: hot, hotter, and hottest. There is no cold season in South India. So, so it used to get really hot in the afternoons, and the only recluse for the afternoon heat to escape was the AC movie theaters, where you can get 10 rupees, 20 rupees ticket, go and sleep there. Hope none of you have come for that reason here, that this is the AC hall. It's afternoon, so at least for 1.5-2 hours, I can escape the heat and maybe act like I'm sitting, but actually I'm sleeping. So, in this world, we are always looking for relief. Relief from the heat, relief from pressures. And temple is definitely a place which is supposed to provide relief. Therefore, the temple in Sanskrit is called as Mandir. That place where your mind can become steady, Dhir. Temple is also called as Alaya. And Laya means disturbance, waves. And that place where all the disturbances that are in your mind, in your consciousness, can be subdued, can become peaceful, is that place. Especially because this is the place where there is strong spiritual vibrations due to the kirtan, due to the presence of the Supreme Lord, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. And we can all feel, as soon as you enter the campus, enter into the gate, it's another world in terms of vibrations. Just outside you get, you become so anxious about what will happen to my studies, this, that. But as soon as you come inside, you start to see, gaya to gaya. Yahan pe aa gaya main. That you, all the anxieties that we have, usually seem to really not matter much. That's why we also have to tell sometimes that those who are coming very, they're spending a lot of time in the temple, that are you also studying? Are you also going to the job, going to the family? Because the power of Krishna is that everything else starts to seem insignificant. But because we are not yet at that stage, because we are not going to stay all the time here. Maybe some of us get that opportunity, but even then, you never know when you will be sent to some other place. Okay, go here and distribute books, go here and do this. So, we also have to tell devotees that, yes, coming to the temple is important to get that peace of mind, tranquility. But also, don't neglect your responsibilities, because they are the ones which are going to make you practice devotional service steadily when the situation of your life changes. So because Gita Jayanti is going to come in 10 days, I thought I'll give you some kind of summary or the essence of the Gita. Let me open the PowerPoint. So this Bhagavad Gita was spoken 5,000 years back by the Supreme Lord Krishna. And the whole generation, the way we live, has obviously changed. It has changed in last 5 years. 5 years back, not many were using smartphones. There was not much WhatsApp. Now almost everyone has. In fact, it is said that the phones are getting smarter and people are getting dumber. That there is, everything is done by the phone. So the children, they are not able to use their intellectual capacity, their cognitive abilities to be able to think, to be able to solve. Because they just Google. And if you Google nowadays, you get everything. So, Shankaracharya, he speaks in Gita Mahatmya, Prapanna Parijataya Totra Traika Panaye Jnanamudraya Krishnaya Gitam Brudaduye Namaha. So, he's saying that Lord Krishna is like a Parijata tree. And just like a Parijata tree can supply any amount, all types of desires can provide, like a desire fulfilling tree. Same way, this Bhagavad Gita, which is given by Lord Krishna, is the solution to all problems that we may be facing. And he says that Lord Krishna is speaking to Arjuna in the Jnana Mudra. With this kind of mudra, he is speaking to Arjuna. And in Vedic times, whenever you did something, there was a mudra, there was a specific way in which you are supposed to sit. You are supposed to have your hands. And by that, the person will know, okay, this is this consciousness or this is where he is. Now we can't make out. Of course, when we preach in New York, sometimes when I'm giving Gita class, in the temple hall, the student may sleep, actually sleep, and is holding the Gita and saying, speak. But at least in India, we don't have, nobody will come and just lay down here and say, it's not like a TV show, movie show, that you lay down and see. So, the Lord is having the Jnana Mudra, and this Jnana Mudra is also said to be the same mudra by which you milk a cow. When you milk a cow, the cowherd boy, he catches the nipples of the cow and presses this way. And that's how the milk comes out. If you press like this, then your nails will hurt the cow and she will give you a kick. And you will run away. So therefore you have to be sensitive to the cow also. So you press with this where there is no sharp edges. Same way Krishna, he is milking the essence of all the Vedas, all the Upanishads. And Dogda Gopalanandana. Krishna is the Dogda. And Arjuna is the calf. Because if the calf is not there, the cow won't give the milk. If the student is not there, how will the teacher give knowledge? And Arjuna representing all of us, although this is 5,000 years old, I was discussing at Yale University with one professor, that although the kind of life we are living has changed, the emotions, the challenges that we all face, the aspirations that we all have, is the same, because the human intellect or the human brain, aspirations have not changed. 5,000 years back, there was great desire to have power. Dhritarashtra, he wanted to get the kingdom. Even now, we see the political situation. Every party is trying to acquire power. And nowadays, another scene that they, if they can't acquire power, they'll all come together so that someone else will not acquire power. And this fight for power has been existing then and now. And there's also the drive for pleasure. Draupadi, the whole insulting episode, because Duryodhana could not get Draupadi. And this drive for pleasure is also existing since 5,000 years. And these are said to be the two great drives that we are all driven by. All of you know CD drives, computer drives. But these drives are in your system inbuilt. Drive for pleasure and drive for power. But the third drive, which the Bhagavad Gita gives a solution to, is that in doing all this, the human being is not satisfied with no matter how much pleasure he gets and no matter how much power he gets. Because someone or somewhere in the world will be there who will not listen to you. Many times it's your own children. They don't listen to you. And you feel powerless that how can I convince this person? How can I control this person? Especially if you're in sales and different things. Now we are all distributing the Bhagavad Gita in this Gita marathon. And when you go to the person to distribute book, Gita, you wish that you had that hypnotic power to be able to make him say yes and open his pocket and give. But we don't have that, and we pray to Krishna. Krishna, you are in the heart of this person as Paramatma. So please convince him to take this book. And he also speaks something that will appeal to his intelligence, how it will benefit his life. And so that third drive, other than pleasure and power, that is the most important thing, is the drive for purpose. That we are all looking for a purpose. Prabhupada explains in the Gita that the mind is agitated because it doesn't have an end in mind. End. What is the end thing that I am aspiring for? And when this drive for purpose is fulfilled, is pursued, that's when a human being feels complete. Not just by wearing a raiment, suiting and shirting. You don't become complete man by that, but when you find the purpose of life and pursue the purpose of life. That's why Mark Twain, he said that there are two most important days in one's life. The day one is born and the day he finds out why he is born. That make you I am. Why am I born to a Maharashtrian family in this kind of situations? Why am I born here? What is life about? Unfortunately, even without knowing what the running is about, most of us have started the marathon. You don't know where you have to run, how much you have to run, but we are all running. First we were running to school, then we were running to college. Now, then later you will run for your job. And when your health goes down in 40s, 50s, then you will run just without any purpose. Of course, to improve your health. And in this way, life keeps going. So therefore, Lord Krishna is giving us the essence of all the scriptures, which is the Bhagavad Gita. And today I just wanted to give you some gist of it. Hopefully I will be able to make a time for completing this thing. And we all know the famous thing that Bhagavad Gita is known about in most of the movies, especially older movies. That the only reference that you find about the Gita is when in the courtroom. When the criminal or the witness is told, Gita pe haath rakke kasam kaho, ki main jo kuch bhi bolunga, sach bolunga, aur sach ke siva aur kuch nahi bolunga. And we all see this. It is said that it's kind of a fictional thing, but once Ravana was interrogated, or he was in the courtroom, because he had kidnapped Sita, so he was brought to the courtroom. And they wanted to know, did Ravana really do this crime? So they took the Gita to Ravana and said, ispe kasam kha ke batao, Gita ke upar kasam kha ke batao ki aapne Sita ko churaya hai ki nahi. So Ravana said, I am not going to put my hand on Gita. We'll find that such people even now, when you try to give them book, this Bhagavad Gita, say, isko haath nahi lagaunga. Because isko haath lagaunga, to aapke aisa sanyasi ban jaunga. brahmachari ban jaunga. So Ravan also said that I don't want to put my hand on this book. So the lawyer asked Ravana, why you don't want to put your hand on this book? He said, Sita ke upar haath laga, ye ilzaam hai already. Abhi Gita ke upar haath lagaunga to aur kya hoga pata nahi. That already there is allegation that I put my hand on Sita. Now I don't know what is this Gita. I don't want to put my hand. So people will come up with some or other excuse not to take this book, not to understand this book. And many times, if not for this, it is just lying in something, and maybe on the day of some puja, some havan, that book that is covered with a red cloth will be brought out. And as I said, in our pursuit for pleasure, there is a nice shloka that tells us that happiness is not just doesn't come by pursuing for it. There is a sequence in which it goes. And this says, Vidya Dadati Vinayam. That knowledge is supposed to bring you humility, good qualities, character. If somebody who is knowledgeable doesn't have good character, then such a person is not a man of proper knowledge. He has not understood the essence of knowledge. Therefore, Vidya Dadati Vinayam. And once one has knowledge and proper character, then Vinayam Dadati Patratvam. And such a person, such a situation where knowledge is coupled with good character, he becomes Patratva. He becomes a qualified recipient. For what? For earning wealth. Patratvam Dadati Dhanam. Apnoti Dhanam. So we can see that there are some who may make money, but that kind of money is giving them even more trouble, or they are not able to be happy with whatever they are getting. Therefore this says, Dhanat Dharma Tata. And such kind of person who has knowledge, who has character, and who uses these two to become qualified to earn money, with such a money, with such kind of earning, he can practice dharma. He can practice religious principles properly. And such kind of dharma will lead to dharma tata sukham. Such kind of practice of religion, which is coupled with knowledge, good character, and proper earning. Because we all the time hear this, that if you just do bhakti, who will earn money? Earning money is also needed. So nowhere in the scriptures that is discouraged, but scriptures are only saying that what is the proper way in which you can be happy with the money. If you get some gift and that gift becomes a cause of botheration, some years back, one of our friends, he had bought a very luxurious car, high-end car. If you go on Pedder Road, you can see all the costliest cars that are there. And after using it for 1 or 2 months, he was saying that, I thought having this car is such a luxury, but now I am realizing it's such a big headache. Because I am always worried, Bombay, you know the traffic. Kon kahan se aake thok dega. Somebody will come from somewhere, some bike, some rickshaw, something will come and dash. And because I am so attached to this vehicle, because I spent so much money, that is bringing me so much anxiety. And another reason why this has become a headache is because recently some part got broken, and when I went to the repair shop to get it done, that guy quoted such a price in which I could have bought a Tata Nano. And I realized that buying is one thing, but maintaining it is equally costly. So same way, even once someone gets something in life, initially you may be very happy, oh, I got this job, you may be in cloud nine. But after 3-4 months, you are thinking, why did I accept this job? This guy is asking me to work 14 hours a day. And he's also saying, raat ko idhar hi so jao. Ghar jaane ka kya zarurat hai? Ghar jaake, you never even meet your family. So better you sleep. And so many of the corporate companies now, next to the office, they have a sleeping rooms, so that the people can work more. Another friend of mine, he was given the best employer of the year award in his company. And they gave him a watch, very expensive watch. And he had come to me and said, Prabhuji, I was selected for this. He was very happy because his hard work was recognized. But again, after 4-5 months, he came to me and said, Prabhuji, now that I have been awarded best employer of the month, they expect me to be the first in the office to come and the last to go. And they say, you are the best employer. If you don't set standards, who will set standards? And they are not like 9 to 5. Sometimes it's like 5 to 9. 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. So, dhan, wealth, unless it is coupled with dharma and proper knowledge, proper character, it doesn't lead to happiness. And therefore, Bhagavad Gita tells us the principle of balance, that how we can incorporate the necessary things that are needed to have a stable and progressive life, and to discard those things that are just a time waster, that just are a botheration and are just taking away our time. When all of you know this picture, Titanic. When Titanic sank, thousands of people had died. And nobody could figure out that how can such a big ship sink, because especially it was said the ship which even God cannot sink. And we are built in such a way. Usually when such kind of things are advertised, they turn out to be the opposite. And there has been so much research, and a whole movie has also made. The movie is more a love story, because I had watched 96 or 97 whenever it came. I was still not a devotee. So, and it is said more money was spent making the movie than making the ship. Making of the movie costed more money than making of this huge ship. So I was thinking, better they have made one more ship. That is because the movie is gone, nobody can use it. You can just watch it for some time. So, these two reasons give us some kind of understanding that what is happening with our life also. And that connects to the Bhagavad Gita. So the two main reasons why this ship sank was that the captain was told that there is another ship that is also making this journey, and that ship is going to complete in 7 days. And we want to be the best, we want to prove to the world that there is no ship that is better than Titanic. So therefore you should complete this journey in 6 days. 7 din ka safar, 6 दिन में खत्म करना है. एंड ही वॉज गिवेन गुड लम्स ऑफ मनी एंड रिटायरमेंट प्लान. ही सेड दिस इज योर लास्ट जर्नी, जस्ट समहाउ रीच द शिप इन फास्ट पेस एंड देन यू आर डन. सो दिस कैप्टन बीइंग ग्रीडी और बीइंग प्रेशराइज्ड, ही सेड ओके आई एम गोइंग टू टेक दिस faster than the allowed limits that was there. And because he was going at such a fast pace, most of the accidents happen when you cross the speed limits. Therefore, His Holiness Adana Swami Maharaj says, Krishna is in control of the vehicle, will protect you till you follow the speed limits. If you go above 80 kilometers or whatever is the limit, and you are driving rashly, and then you think Krishna will protect me, it's not going to happen. We have to do our part. So this, because the ship was going so fast, what will come in 2 days will come very quickly. Even when you are going fast, you see the danger, but there is no time to stop yourself from getting into that danger. And today's lifestyle, today's life is also something like this. Everyone is going fast and fast, and this is called as an addiction nowadays. That you're so used to, or you're so become addicted to being fast, everything has to go faster and faster. Internet pehle 2G tha, abhi LTE aa gaya Jio, and even then it is not sufficient. 1 GB per day, then 2 GB per day, then I've seen the plans 5 GB per day. And not just the mobile phones, but trains have to be faster. The flights have to be faster. And even our life, and what is this fast-paced life? And when do you know you are going more than the limits? At those times where you are even not able to spend time for your health. You have to do yoga, you have to do this medicines, but you don't have time for yourself. You don't have time for family. That some anniversary is there, some celebration is there. Nowadays you see marriages also. Pehle bolte the 16 din ka shaadi hota tha. Earlier the marriage used to happen for 16 days. That's why at least in South India there is a 16th day some ceremony is there. So even if the marriage has happened in 2 days, 16th day they will celebrate. Now, especially those who are working in abroad, outside, they don't have time. All the matching of the things, who likes whom, is all happens on internet. And the boy only gets 1 week or 10 days thing. He comes, he gets married, and then he goes. No time. And even if there is someone's some ceremony, kisi ka kuch yagya ho raha hai, people come late and they go early. Because nobody has spare time or free time to just sit and talk to each one that how are you doing, and to share good words. What to speak of somebody away, even family members. How often do they meet now to talk to each other? Hardly. It is said that family life is like a solar system, where each one is its own orbit. Sabka alag alag schedule hai. And sometimes there is an eclipse. So when there is an eclipse, they meet and they say, hi, how are you? Kaise ho? And then they are in their own schedules. So therefore relationships are taking a toll, that because of this fast pace, we don't have time, or even if we have time, we don't have energy. Shakti nahi hai kuch baat karne ke liye, because we don't know what that person will speak, what you will expect. So you don't have time for personal growth, you don't have time for spiritual growth. That's why people say that Sunday is the one day where I can sleep peacefully. No alarms, nothing. And all most of your programs happen on Sundays. That's why I don't want to come. I know many that say that Sunday is my sleeping day. And because of this fast life that we are living, that we want it now. Abhi chahiye. When the dosha is being made or something, you are in hurry. And because you are in hurry, he will give you a half-cooked dosha or some whatever. And then that will cause trouble. And then again you will complain to that guy. And because just like the Titanic was going at such a fast pace, where same way our life, we are just running and running that, okay. And if you get some free time, we don't know what to do with that. Immediately we will open mobile and try to do some video, something, because being with yourself has become a scary thing. You can't deal with your own minds, all the negativity that is going, or to think, kya hoga mera? When I was doing my master's in Chicago, there was one man who was also doing PhD with me. He was from Sri Lanka. And he had also brought his wife also to do PhD. And I saw their photo. They are from a village, but somehow they got some chance to study in America, so they were doing PhD. So I asked that man, what is your plan after PhD? And this was, it seemed to me like this was a question which he never thought about, or nobody asked him. And he started to think for a while, and he became too horrified, because we were doing PhD in physics, and physics doesn't have much career ahead apart from some research or something. So he thought for a while. He said, I don't have time to think now, or it's too scary to think ki kya hoga. Or sometimes we ask boys ki shaadi kab karoge, या आश्रम कब आओगे? We don't ask that second question nowadays at all. They have to ask. And when we ask शादी कब करोगे, तो सोचने पर लग जाता है, because study loan है, घर नहीं है, छोटा सा इधर वर्ली में या परेल में सही तो छोटा घर है, and which girl will come there? So first I have to get a house and this and that. And it seems to be like 40 में मेरा शादी होगा, जैसा चल रहा है मेरा जीवन का गति. So he gets too scared up. So because we are not taught to cultivate this quality of self-reflection or self-awareness, and we are just keeping ourselves busy with so many other things that may seem important, or with mobiles, constantly watching videos. Therefore, there is a new term nowadays called as vidiot, one who is addicted to watching videos. That constantly some or other video you are watching. So this was one reason. Another reason why the Titanic sank, because when somebody is going into the sea, you need to see what is ahead. Ki aage kya hai, sahi disha mein ja rahe ki nahi, you need to see. And to be able to see, you need binoculars on the ship. And they had carried lot of luxury items, lot of drinks, lot of food items, lot of party material, but they didn't carry any binoculars. And there is supposed to be one binoculars in the ship, but that was locked. And the key to that was forgotten on the shore, in the port. So they didn't had any binocular. The captain didn't had any binoculars. Then how was he riding in the right direction? Bas Ram Bharose. That we are going and just trusting your eyes, you are trying to see. And this is really difficult when it is night time, because you can't see much ahead in the night time. Bombay mein to problem nahi, because some or other light is there. So you can always walk, but not in an ocean. So same in the similar manner, the Bhagavad Gita is like the binoculars for our life, where no matter what is the pace of your life, you have free time, you are too packed up, if you can see what is coming ahead, where is my life going, then you will be able to prepare yourself. Because one of the key things for success is preparation. Somebody may become successful now, but behind it there is lot of hard work, lot of preparation. And how can one prepare when one cannot see what is coming ahead? And so this binoculars was not there, so they couldn't see the iceberg. It came and hit at one point, which was very weak structurally, and the whole thing happened. And usually when binoculars are used in the ocean, it is used for two types of purposes. One is to see where is the land, because sometimes all the food stock, everything gets over, or you are supposed to reach the shore, you don't know how long, how far is the shore. So when you use these binoculars, then when you see the shore, you feel hopeful. Same with the Bhagavad Gita, when we are too distraught, too afflicted, and it seems to be that these things are never going to end, the Bhagavad Gita gives us a lot of hope. That don't become depressed, don't become hopeless, because Krishna has a plan for you. And the way you can utilize this current situation, he is explaining that no situation is unfavorable if you can see it in the right way. So the Bhagavad Gita is like that binoculars which brings hope into our life. And most people that end their life, why do they end their life? Because they stop seeing that I have no hope. Every hope that they had, maybe from parents, this, that, when that gets broken, or when they don't have enough trust in that, then they become hopeless. And as soon as somebody becomes hopeless, then he thinks of all types of negative means to destroy his life. But when you take to the Bhagavad Gita, it brings you hope. This happened in New York. There is this Harinam Ashram that chants the Harinam from 2 p.m. till 7 p.m. night 8 p.m. in the streets of New York, and they distribute books. So there is one station called as Union Station. And there was a boy who was at the train tracks and thinking of ending his life. And as he was thinking of ending his life, a devotee tapped him. And he said, "We have this book based on Gita and yoga, and it will help you to handle stress." And this person thought, anyway, I am going to end my life, so better whatever money I have, let me empty it. So he took whatever money I had, gave this person book, and he saw, what is this about? So he just opened the book, and because train also has to come, right? If you jump before time, Therefore, it is said in India, when someone has a plan for this, and he goes to the train track, he also carries some kind of food. In case the train gets late, he should not die out of hunger. Indian stretchable time. And so this person, he was waiting for the train to come. Till then I'll read something. And when he opened the book and he started to read that how this life is not all in all, and how we live this life determines that what we get next, and how by controlling the mind and chanting the Hare Krishna, one can focus and take his life ahead. So when he read in this book, then he stopped jumping. Train came, he didn't jump, and then he came up and met the devotees, and now he's a very nice devotee that is practicing and also giving others Prabhupada's books. So at some point or other, we'll all start feeling hopeless, because you are not Superman, you are not Iron Man or Iron Woman. Something or other will be beyond your control. Maybe your health, maybe your family or your finances. And you are trying all means, still things are not working out. But when you take to the Bhagavad Gita and things, understand that I don't have to be God, there is already a God. I don't have to be attached to my plan, there is already a plan made for me by Krishna. Therefore it is said, why does Krishna smile? One reason is, when we tell him our plans, he smiles. Because thinking that this guy thinks that he knows how he is going to tread his life. But I know that what kind of difficulties he is going to face. So the second aspect which a binoculars does in the ocean is that it shows him the dangers, the traps that are there in the ocean. The icebergs or the rough sea. And if one doesn't use the binoculars to see the traps, see the dangers that are coming ahead, and one is in his own world, just like a student. For the student, the most stressful thing for him is exams. That exams, and some students, literally they shake. I've seen they're sitting in the exam hall, and their whole hands are shaking. They're not able to hold pen, just like Arjuna was not able to hold Gandiva. In the first chapter, Gandiva Shamsate, Gandiva was slipping from his hand. So the student's pen is slipping from their hands because of the anxiety. Because you didn't study whole year. And maybe last 2 days you studied. And now the whole thing is confused. You don't know what equation to apply where. Sometimes you don't know the equation, and sometimes you know too many equations. And you don't know ye situation mein kya apply karna hai. So, when the student, the only stressful thing is exam. But as most of you have passed out of that stage, there are much difficult exams, situations that are there. Because exams, they at least tell and come. But when your wife gets angry, you don't know. When your child starts getting into an addiction, if you're too busy, you're running, you forget to take care of him, where he is going, where he is spending his days. And often it is too late to stop. So therefore, the Gita tells you that how to prepare for all the difficulties that are coming, because in life the difficulties don't announce, there is no schedule. Exams, there is a schedule. December mein exam hoga. Till then I can party. But with life, there is no schedule that it has come, and sometimes the exams may come all together. ki physics exam, your health exam, your boss exam, your wife exam, your loan exam. Some days are like that. Some days are so bad. Everything bad that could have happened is happening that day. And if we start to become stressed and start to become agitated and behave rashly, behave angrily towards someone that is not supposed to be dealt like that, so then we create even bigger problem, that we create one more exam. Because now once boss was troubling you, because of that you are in anxiety, you come home and you pass on the trouble to the spouse. And then she gets angry. And now both are angry. Boss is angry at work and spouse is angry at work, at home. So the Gita gives this two, just like the binoculars. So the same way, so let's try to understand what is the hope that is the Bhagavad Gita is giving by providing us the knowledge, and the trap or the dangers of senses when they are out of control. How can they really take away a person from the progressive path? And we all hear so much information all across the world. Google is all about information. Therefore it is said Google, it was trying to argue with other big giants, internet giants, that who is better? Kaun bada hai? So the Google said, I know everything. So the Facebook came. Said, you know everything, but I know everyone. Kiske saath kiska kya connection hai? Everything I know. And when these two people were arguing, Google and Facebook, then it said, Maharashtra State Electricity Board came. And said, if you don't stop arguing, I'll remove the power in satellites, in your laptops. Then neither Google will argue, then Facebook will argue. So there is so much information on the internet, on the world around us. But all that information is called in the Sanskrit as Tatya. Tatya means, in the news, Jaisa hua, waisa. Bolte na, news mein, Aankho dekha haal. So that is information, Tatya. As it has happened. But Satya is not same as Tatya. The world may tell you lot of Tatya, lot of information. But Satya is something more than just Tatya. What is there? Satya is to tell us that information, tell us the truth, which will take us ahead. Sat means eternal. That kind of information, that kind of knowledge, which will actually take us ahead. So therefore there is an important, very interesting slide about data is all about just codes 010. You can't figure out what it is, but when it is processed, then you see alphabets and words which becomes information. And then when that information is properly understood, it becomes knowledge. And when that knowledge is coupled with the sacred principles of life from the Bhagavad Gita, then it becomes wisdom. And with wisdom, then you can make proper decisions. And if there is no proper wisdom that is developed through the Bhagavad Gita, through the eternal principles that are spoken, then your tatya, your life, whatever is happening, never is on the progressive path. You're always like a circle beating around the bush. You're always being troubled with the same kind of challenges. And now in the Gita, we'll go through how each chapter of the Gita provides us with a solution to all the different challenges that we are facing. And nowadays it is very common, famous to have something short. Because Bhagavad Gita, the Vedas are thousands of shlokas, hundreds and thousands of shlokas. Bhagavad Gita is 700 shlokas, which Krishna spoke in 40 minutes. But even that, I don't know how Krishna spoke in 40 minutes, because when we try to chant in Gita recitation that we are doing in different homes now, even if we chant at the fastest pace that is possible, we can't finish the complete the Gita less than 2 hours. Max, minimum it takes is 2 hours to recite the whole Gita. But it said 40 minutes the whole Gita was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna. Spoken is one thing, but Arjuna understood it also. And not just spoken, that Krishna just spoke like some of the singers' breathless songs they have. It was not like Krishna was speaking breathless, stopping his breath. In one breath he spoke the whole thing. In between, Arjuna was stopping Krishna. And Arjuna was asking questions. And then Krishna was replying. So the Gita is 700 shlokas. And since 5000 years, so many philosophers, acharyas have given so much understanding. But because of Kali Yuga brains, we can't remember either the shlokas or what exactly is in the thing. So I try to crystallize or distill each chapter of the Gita into just one word. So if you just remember this one word, you get a gist of the chapter, that what is that one thing that this chapter brings out. Of course, there are many things that are spoken in that chapter, but this is the theme or the climax of the chapter. And the Bhagavad Gita or any scripture is called as the Word of God. So therefore I thought I'll try to share with you, if not all chapters, but some chapters, what each chapter's one word with which you can remember. And you know, there are many brands that also have some kind of tagline that speak. Some say the Nike as just do it. Right? Don't think, just buy it. It is actually just buy it, but they have written just do it. And someone else has something, think different. Someone else, different kinds of taglines. So, the first chapter of the Gita, Lord Krishna, when he takes Arjuna into the, not into the mall, in the mall we'll see all these brands, but into the battlefield, he saw many, all his friends, family, enemies that are standing here and there. And when he saw this situation, Arjuna became much more confused and anxious than when we go to a mall and see all these brands. Even if you have to buy a toothpaste, there will be 20 models, 20 types of brands. And even if you buy the right one, you're always anxious. Kya sahi kharida kya? And someone may try to buy all the brands and use one toothpaste alternately. But definitely shopping causes anxiety, because when you have options and when you don't know which is the right option to take, then you go into a zone of indecision. Usually when you are in the zone of indecision, confused, most people in the world, they just see what others are doing. Sometimes you have to go to a place, say some function, something, and you don't know exact place. And you go and you see where everyone is going. Like when we went to Jagannath Puri, we had to go to the Jagannath Puri temple. And you just follow the crowd. Where everyone is going, you walk. And you will reach Jagannath temple. Sometimes it may work, but sometimes not everyone may go to the right place. We were stuck in traffic jam 5 days back near Mahalakshmi. And everyone was going to the Mahalakshmi, not temple, the race course. And then I googled, ki ye kya chal raha hai, Mahalakshmi race course mein kya chal raha hai. Never I have seen such craze for horses. So then I found out there is some big concert that is happening, therefore everyone is rushing there. So if you decide by your life that where everyone is going, I will go. Everyone is doing engineering, I will do engineering. Everyone is going to United States or outside India, I will go. Everyone is having a hairstyle like Dhoni, then I'll also have a shika below your neck. So usually we have this mentality of sheep that you just follow the crowds because you don't know what is right and you think majority must be right. Therefore it is said, if everyone is thinking the same way, then you should understand that someone is not thinking. That koi to soch, ye switch off kar diya, because he always been told, just follow. But the way to proper education is to make a person independently thoughtful and to take decisions for his own life. And although Arjuna was completely capable because he was connected to Krishna, but to teach us a lesson, he was showing this quality of indecision. And all through the first chapter, this is the theme that runs through. First, Dhritarashtra was not sure whether this war will happen or not. Therefore he says, dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yuyutsavah mamaka pandavaschaiva kima kurvata sanjaya. Dhritarashtra asks that my sons and sons of Pandu, they have assembled, but what are they doing on the battlefield? Which is kind of a silly question or a kind of rhetoric question to ask, that what will someone do if he goes to Govindas? What will he do? He'll eat. What will someone do if he goes to Wankhede Stadium? He'll watch a match. Or he'll go run. So, Dhritarashtra is asking because he was not sure. And why he was not sure? Because of many reasons. One was because the place that it was selected very intelligently by Krishna was Kurukshetra. And Kurukshetra was a Dharma Kshetra. And because it was a holy place, the holy place has an effect on our consciousness, on our decisions, on our choices. Just like the temple is a holy place, Prabhupada says the temple is non-different from Vrindavan or Vaikuntha. As soon as you come here, you may be feeling very angry on someone. But when you come here, you kind of feel, chhod dete, jivan ka lakshya ye todi hai. Bhagwan hai, Bhagwan dekh lenge. So when you come into the holy place, you kind of become saintly. You kind of become very spiritual. And Dhritarashtra, he thought, my sons, they have gone to this holy place. Kahin wo log apna mat to nahi badal denge. So a person who was utilizing his children to fulfill his desire to get the kingdom, and he was worried whether his children will change the decision because they have gone to ISKCON temple. ISKCON Kurukshetra. Many times that is a worry of many parents. That hamara bachcha Duryodhan jaisa hi hai. Ghamandi hai. Bahut kuch chahta hai. Lekin abhi usko kisi ne to ISKCON leke gaye. And I've heard this, that most parents, they are not worried if he goes to any other spiritual society. They don't get worried. But as soon as they start coming to ISKCON, they think, this is real place. So, there is something real that will happen. That's why recently there was this whole TV drama about how kids, young men are joining, leaving their careers and making their parents cry and cry. Of course, as any TV thing, it is all. Some of it was hyped up. Some of it was maybe some immaturity in the person who was doing it. But Dhritarashtra was indecisive because his children, although they didn't go to ISKCON, Kurukshetra, to chant, they went to get their property, to fight. But because the place was a spiritual place, he was indecisive. Are they really fighting? Yutsava. Yutsava means desiring to fight. Desiring to fight. And this same word yutsava, yutsa, has become in Chinese as jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is a form of martial arts like karate, kung fu. Jiu-jitsu is one more. And it came, the word comes from this word, yutsava. So Dhritarashtra was first indecisive. And then Sanjaya speaks of Duryodhana. How Duryodhana was also indecisive. Because why Duryodhana was indecisive? Not that whether he'll fight or not. He was indecisive whether Bhishma and Drona will fight or not. Dhritarashtra was worried whether his sons will fight, and Duryodhana was worried whether his teachers will fight and grandfather, and therefore he is going and kind of talking to them, trying to motivate them, because he knows Drona's favorite student is Arjuna, and Bhishma has taken care of them. So he was so in desire, because he was confused, he was not sure, he was trying to give them some kind of assurance that Mother Dhiye Tyakto Jivita, that for my sake you're all here to lay down your life, and there are many capable warriors here. He was giving a typical motivational speech that yes, we can do it and we have it. And compared to us, Bhishma Aparyaptam, that he was saying that Bhishma is sufficient. Bhishma has great strength, and therefore we don't have to worry. Whereas Bhima, he doesn't have as much strength as our side. Therefore, this side is going to lose. And why he is constantly trying to pat on all his people, because he was also highly indecisive whether all of them will fight unitedly, because the whole way he brought everyone was through some kind of, as they say, some kind of bribe. Shalya, because Karna, he had bought him long back by giving him a kingdom. And Bhishma, he was fighting because he was loyal to the throne. Drona was fighting because he was with his son. If son fights, if there is, and to protect his son, Drona also. So everybody came there, not exactly because they were supporting the cause of Duryodhan. Everyone had their own interest. That's why Prabhupada used to say that this, when he saw the United Nations in New York with so many flags of different countries, he said, is this really United Nations? Because there is not one flag. Every country has its own flag and own agenda. Har ek country ka apna agenda hai aur apna agenda hai. Because every country is going there for benefiting themselves. And as long as others are benefited with their benefit, they don't mind. But as soon as someone else is taking away their benefit, immediately the country, the people, the country withdraws. So same way, like so Prabhupada used to say that, where is unitedness? Because everybody has their own agenda. Same way, in Duryodhana's camp, he gathered everyone, sabko saath mein leke aaya, physically, not from the heart. Therefore, he was indecisive. And then third person who was indecisive was Arjuna. Arjuna was first very much sure. Just like when all of us get into some project, some field, some service, some company, they are very sure, I'll do this. But after spending some time looking at who are all there, boss is like this, colleagues are like this, salary is like this, then you start wondering, did I do it? Did I get in right? Or maybe a boyfriend, girlfriend, each start checking the others. One starts checking the character history, another starts checking the finance history. That, is he really rich? And the boy will check, is, kya main pehla hoon ki main, mera number baad mein aaya. So Arjuna, he got in with full enthusiasm. Yes, I want to do this for Dharma. But he started to become indecisive. Not that for like others, whether they will fight or not, but about purpose. That he was not clear about the purpose for which I am doing this. And if the purpose is not clear, then the objective will not be met properly. Because when you have some difficulties, the purpose is something that will take you ahead. And the purpose is something limited, like Prabhupada says that the purpose of you coming to the temple, if it is just to say you have some disease, some difficulty, and therefore you are coming to the temple, and if you don't grow out of it, as soon as your difficulty is gone, your coming to the temple is also gone. Ki Bhagwan ke paas aaya tha, because I had this problem. Now that problem is gone, therefore I don't have to go anymore. So any purpose other than the proper purpose that Krishna explains in the Gita, that is there, we will stop the fight. We will become hopeless in our efforts to live our life. Usually, hopelessness comes in relationships after 5-10 years when you realize, I can't change this person. Or in job, that I don't have a chance as long as this guy is there. So the first chapter, if you want to summarize, distill it into one word, what is it? Zor se bolenge? Aur zor se? Indecision. And how many of you face this indecision? What to do? Kya karna hai mujhe? Some of us may be also indecisive about chanting. when to start and how many to do. Char karu, aat karu, sola karu, karu hi nahi. Even you may be indecisive even about sitting in the class. नीचे जाऊं, प्रसाद चालू हो गया होगा कि ऊपर बैठूं, एसी चल रहा है या और दिस और दैट. सो अर्जुना ही वॉज इनडिसाइसिव नॉट बिकॉज ही वॉज नॉट श्योर वेदर वी विल फाइट प्रॉपरली और वी डोंट हैव स्ट्रेंथ और बट व्हाई आर वी फाइटिंग, व्हाई आर वी डूइंग व्हाट वी आर डूइंग. एंड बिकॉज ही वॉज हैविंग दिस क्वेश्चन and he wanted to clarify with Krishna. I already recited about this. The second chapter speaks, the word for the second chapter, summarize. Prajaj Prabhu is, I need power. I may just complete second chapter, maybe some other time, because 2:30 I'm supposed to end. So Krishna, he speaks many as, in fact the second chapter is considered to be the table of contents. The chapter 1 is preface, the prelude, the context in which Gita was spoken, and chapter 2 is the table of contents, the summary, all the things like a table of contents has all the topics that are covered in that book. Same way the Gita second chapter is a summary that has all the topics that are covered in the Gita. Krishna speaks in a nutshell. So if ever you want to, you don't have time, just one chapter you want to understand, focus, that takes you from point 0 to point 100, then it is second chapter. Big chapter, 72 verses. But and in this, there are, Krishna speaks about when you are indecisive in life, first you should learn the art of discrimination. That How to differentiate between what is right and what is not right. And how to differentiate between matter and spirit. How to differentiate between what are your needs and what are your wants. How to differentiate between what is a material duty, varnashram dharma, your swadharma, and what is your spiritual duty, your Sanatana Dharma. And this is chapter 2. And there are in Krishna, the 20 verses, he speaks first on matter and spirit. How, first of all, understand that your existence in this body is only for a while. Don't think that you are going to be here for all the time. So, the chapter 2, it speaks about discrimination, that how you need to discriminate and understand what, where your real interest lies. And once you invest where your real interest lies, then you will see growth. Then you will see freedom from anxieties. But as long as you are focusing on the wrong thing, like there is this advertisements of Binani cement, where there is a famous actor that says that if you build this house with this cement, then yes, sadiyon ke liye rahega. And my thought whenever I see this advertisement is, what about the people who are going to stay in the house? Wo sadiyon ke liye rahenge? They are not stay sadiyon ke liye. They'll go away. And when are they going? You are building a house so that you can be safe and happy for a short while. Usually by the time you make a house, it's time to leave the house. 51 is called as ekavan. 50 matlab 50. Ki material grahastha life is pach gaya. You have digested it nicely now. And ekavan means now it's supposed to go to one. You're supposed to go to the forest. But I know many by ekavan, they somehow make the money to buy a house. So when will they leave the house? Or when will they become discriminate about what is their limited duty and what is their eternal duty? And also Krishna, so he speaks, the first section is about how Krishna is a friend and guide that helps, and Arjuna really takes shelter of Krishna, that nobody else can help me in this situation. That so basically he understands who is my real friend and who cannot help me. Because that is the first step for growing. If you trust everyone around you, everyone is going to help me, then you will go nowhere. You have to discriminate and see who is that person that really is growing, is elevated in consciousness, and also has a heart to help me grow. So that is the first thing. He selects a guru. That Krishna, you are my guru. Vande Krishnam Jagat Guru. And then that guru, Krishna, he helps him to discriminate between matter and spirit. And then how you should try to understand which mode you are being affected by, the three modes, and the needs and the wants. That, as Mahatma Gandhi said, that there is enough resources in this world for everyone's needs, but not enough for even one man's greed. And therefore it is very important that this is not my real need. Now it has become such a way that our actual needs have become luxuries. How? Organic things. Things that are actually healthy. Clean air, clean food, clean water. Ye kharidne ke liye ye mehenga mil raha hai. Therefore sometimes lace, they also have air. You have to buy air, right? Lace ka chip mein hawa bhi aata hai. Usko kharidte hum. So you have to buy clean air, clean food. And those that are luxuries, at one time this was also a luxury, but now it has become a necessity because of Kali Yuga. But many things that were luxuries at one time have become necessities. Aur jo necessity hai to have a healthy life, healthy mind, they have become something that is very difficult to get. So, and the needs and the wants and spiritual and material duties, Sanatan Dharma and Swadharma. And Krishna explains, I'll end with this, that Neha Bikrama Nashosti Pratyavayo Navidyate Swalpamapyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bayat. Krishna says, in this effort to become elevated in your consciousness by the process of properly discriminating and following the right path, even if you make small effort, you will get huge results. You will get results that will help you to overcome any kind of fear. Trayate mahato bayat. The most dangerous type of fear, which is death or situations where you become hopeless. Krishna says, this dharma that you follow by understanding the Gita, you can grow out of it. Krishna gives that assurance. So, any kind of effort to distribute the Gita, to read the Gita, to chant the holy names, to come to the temple, it goes into your eternal account, eternal bank account, and therefore invest properly, as today Maharaj was saying, that make the right investment of your energy, your consciousness. And in some other forum, some other time, we'll discuss the other words, one word that summarizes the chapter. So chapter 1 was, in chapter 2 was discrimination. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. So there is one announcement. Today's Sunday feast lunch prasad is sponsored by Ghanshyam and Ruchira Biyani ji on the occasion of their 25th wedding anniversary. So let us express our best wishes, gratitude and prayers by loudly chanting three times, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samved Gaur Bhaktavrind ki.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. हम इस संडे फिश कार्यक्रम में जो लोग पहली बार आए हैं उनका सबका स्वागत करना चाहेंगे. जो लोग पहली बार आए कृपया वहाँ यहाँ पे खड़े हो जाइए.